From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. In the midst of the current Turkish cross-border military offensive, Syrian Kurdish fighters say they are withdrawing to their bases east of the Euphrates River. It is unclear if all of the Kurdish forces have withdrawn as demanded by Turkey. The Kurdish rebels have been a source of tension between the United States, which views them as a key ally in the war in Syria, and Turkey, which sees them as terrorists allied with the separatist Turkish Kurds. Secretary of State John Kerry is visiting Saudi Arabia to discuss U.S. military operations in Syria. He plans discussions with Saudi Prince Mohammed bin Salman, with diplomats from Bahrain, and with the Gulf Cooperation Council. Kerry wants to shore up support for the Syria plan ahead of scheduled meetings with Russia's Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov in Geneva, Switzerland, on Friday. During the meeting with Lavrov, the two sides will try to come to an agreement over military cooperation and information sharing in a bid to defeat Islamic State militants in Syria. Russian President Vladimir Putin announced military exercises on land and in the Black and Caspian Seas. Those drills began Thursday in Russia's southern, western, and central military districts, where troops have been put on combat alert. The drills will last until the end of the month. A 4.3 magnitude aftershock hit the town of Amatrice in central Italy on Thursday. The aftershock caused damage to buildings and sent up plumes of smoke, instilling panic in a town already reeling from Wednesday's earthquake. Officials put the death toll at that quake at 241. Several hundred have sustained injuries and received treatment. Authorities expect the death toll to rise. This is VOA News. Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump is continuing to offer voters a more nuanced stance on U.S. immigration policies. He has discontinued an earlier call for the deportation of 11 million illegal immigrants. He still rejects giving them U.S. citizenship. Trump vows to build a wall along the southern U.S. border to keep out illegals. A new Pew Research Center survey shows that Americans are divided on immigration policies, but a plurality say improved border security plus a path to citizenship for illegals should both be pursued. The survey finds 61% oppose Trump's wall. An aggregate of surveys compiled by RealClearPolitics.com says Democratic candidate Hillary Clinton has an average 6 percentage point lead over Trump. Voters continue to view both candidates unfavorably. The UN High Commissioner for Human Rights, Zayd Raad al-Hussein, is calling for an independent investigation into international human rights violations in Yemen. Lisa Schlein reports.
The United Nations estimates nearly 3,800 Yemeni civilians have been killed and more than 6,700 wounded since March 2015. That is when the Saudi Arabian coalition, which supports the government, began its bombing campaign against the Houthi rebels. The report says the escalating fighting is taking a devastating toll on the civilian population. It reports 7.6 million people, including 3 million women and children, are suffering from malnutrition, and at least 3 million people have been forced to flee their homes. Lisa Schlein, Geneva.
Meanwhile, U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry has agreed to a plan to restart peace talks in Yemen with Gulf Arab states and the United Nations. Kerry spoke to reporters Thursday during a visit to the Saudi city of Jeddah. The U.S. military says American Navy ships sailing in the Persian Gulf were forced to fire warning shots and flares after being harassed by Iranian vessels. In one incident Wednesday, the patrol ship USS Squall fired 3 warning shots into the water in the direction of an Iranian boat that was approaching another American ship head-on. Suspected Islamist militants have attacked a restaurant in Somalia's capital. Witnesses report a bomb blast followed by gunfire in a restaurant in Mogadishu's Lido Beach area. The United States has nominated World Bank President Jim Yong Kim for a second term. The American physician, anthropologist, and former college president has headed the World Bank since 2012. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.